say you got a problem that you can't solve. This is your night. That's what that old preacher said at a revival meeting down in Mississippi one night. He said, the doors of the church are open, and you need to come on down to the altar. The price has already been paid. And as you open up the doors of the church, the choir began to sing. And he said, this is your night. This is your night. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is
healer
tonight.
Whatever
it is, bring it on.
Bring your the sound that saved her like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I
yeah. I want you to move. How many of y'all wanting to move tonight?
When I talk about, I want you to move.
When he wrote about the seven seals, Ezekiel talked about him, said he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When the
fire begins to burn,
hey, and the
wheel begins to turn,
y'all know y'all just can't hardly step back and hold your peace. Y'all tell me how
and
hold your peace.
Can
I get a witness here and hold your peace tonight?
like to sing right now. The reason I sing this song, well, because we need so much prayer today. Oh Lord, we need prayer in the home and in the school. We need prayer in the church house and on the job. Whatever you do, children, well, I want you to remember that I told you these words, and this is my testimony. Let me tell you that I'm gonna keep on praying. I'm gonna keep on praying. I can tell the world I'm gonna keep on praying every day. Oh Lord, I've got my hands in the winding chain, and every day I'm trusting in my Savior's name. That I can tell the world heaven is my aim if I just keep on praying. Ooh, but let me say my thing right here. Joe, he was a sick man, and he lost everything that he had. His wife came running to him saying, why don't you curse God and die? He said, woman, you got to be. This is what my mama told us. Well, well, well.
you pray and keep your hand in his hand. He will surely make a way. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Oh, pray on. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Listen. Every day. Yeah. One more thing. That if you never see me no more, can I look for you and you and you and you on that other shore?
Email us now. many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can pray this name.
is the Anointed One.
Have a good time.
All we gotta do is get
Jesus.
Gotta get Jesus.
the People's Station.
That's the Iceman. They call him Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs. Out of Tupelo, Mississippi, we are right at 13 minutes before the hour. And certainly what a time we're having thus far. I want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. More to come all the way up to 8 p.m. tonight. That's right. We are an international network where you can lock in with us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. simply by joining us on our website, NFIRadio.com, or you can join us on Facebook as well on our Facebook page. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network. We play the old, the new, just for you. That's quartet and contemporary Christian music just for you right here on the NFI. We're live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and what a time we're having so far. We've got more to come, just like this one.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Yeah.
number one. Would surely be me. Oh, I thought that I could be what I wanted to be.
Right at the top of the hour, that lady there, many of you know her. She's right here out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and Grammy stellar. She is the queen of gospel music. That's Pastor Shirley Caesar. I can't even walk without him holding my hand. And that's so true. You know, we should just constantly, every day, thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy, because he's been good to us. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. You know, God gave his son, Jesus Christ, for all of us, that we may have that right to eternal life. Look, once again, my pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and we're going to be right here with you all the way up to 8 p.m. tonight. You can catch the wave right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply by joining us on our website, nfiradio.com. We certainly thank all of you that sent us your emails, your messages through Facebook, those of you we see in the stores, and those of you that call in. And if you would love to call in and make a request, feel free to give us a call right here at 347-215-8049. It's just as simple as that. If it's unwaxed, then we're going to burn it for you just like that. Look, I've got more coming right here. Got to do this. Got to take a 30-second break, a pause for the calls, for the station ID. And when we come back, it's going to be on. I'm going to Lake City, South Carolina. It's the Doctor of Gospel Music. It's Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights.
Hello, I'm Robert Davis with Disability Claiming Consultants. Are you sick or been injured on your job and tried to get your disability benefits through Social Security and been denied? Don't get frustrated. There's help for you. For over 30 years, I have helped over 1,000 people throughout North Carolina get their benefits they deserve. Give me a call today at 252-492-8715. Again, help you can count on. Call me, 252-492-8715. Thank you.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Playing the hottest mixes on the planet.
Yep, yep.
You're rocking with the best.
You know God told Noah to build the ark and let the people know while the doors are open.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
In five. Let's go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gospel music gospel music at its best, and you're catching the wave right here from the NFI studios, live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. Way down within my soul. And how many know his spirit dwells within you? That's what keeps you moving. That's what keeps you moving forward each and every day. He is the one that allows you to wake up with the right mind, the activities of your limb that you're able to do and go places that you go. Hello. My pleasure again. I'm your host, The Anointed One, and we are right at about 18 minutes after the hour, and what a time we're having thus far. Look, I want to remind those of you, there is a new bill that is laying at the desk right as I speak, and many of you might not be aware of it. You might not be aware of it, but it is called the Equality Act Bill. And there's a lot in that bill, and talking about sheets, sheets of paper. I mean, it's stacked, and all of this is they're bringing it forward to try to pass the Equality Act bill. There's a lot in that. I won't give all the details and information because I want you to read it. You're gonna have to read it. Take your time when you're reading it and look at every I, cross every T. And you're going to see some things in there that they're talking about changing around that's going to blow your mind. Believe me, I would not let you know and wouldn't aware you to check it out. I'm giving you that up, you know, that heads up so you can check it out. Once again, it's called the Equality Act Bill. Check it out. See what you think. Look, let's get back with more music. It's always my pleasure. I'm your host, The Anointed One, doing it in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
You are listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave
on the ocean. And it's moving, come on, this away. If your soul is not anchored here, you will surely drift away. There's a storm on the ocean, and it's moving, this away. If your soul
Wherever I go, let your spirit follow me. Wherever I go, let your spirit follow me.
Sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Father, you are the great physician who promised that you will place none of these diseases upon us. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our waymaker. You are our miracle worker. You said in Isaiah 53:5, but you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with your stripes we are healed. Father, we decree and declare, according to 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Father, I know you want me to be healthy. I know you want me to be happy. I know you want me to be healed. I know you want me to prosper. I know you want me to succeed. I know you want me to walk in optimum health. I know that you want me to live without pain, without hurt, without stress. I know that you want me to live disease-free, sickness-free, stress-free. And therefore, I decree and declare, according to your word, I am healthy and physically fit. Sickness and disease are far from me. By your stripes, I am healed. I am healed from every physical, physiological, biochemical, bioelectrical malfunction, from emotional wounds, psychological illnesses, from physical discomfort, from sickness and disease. I speak Jeremiah 17, 14 to 15 over my life. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come nigh. You sent your word to heal us from all of our diseases. Your word is nigh unto me this day. According to Psalm 107, verse 20, I declare that I am healed by the word of the Lord. I speak to every part of my body. Be healed. Spirit of infirmity, loose your hold over my life and the life of my loved ones. Let the fountains of infirmity, affliction, discomfort, and pain dry up now. Let poison and toxins dry up out of every organ of my body now. Neutralize the negative effects of viruses and bacteria, drugs and medical treatment now. I decree and declare that any and all physiological, biochemical, hormonal, neurological, organic, systemic, cellular, or molecular damage sustained from stress, exhaustion, medication, pharmaceuticals, drugs, medical treatment, x-ray, chemo radiation therapy, monoclonal antibodies, etc. It is reversed now. I speak health and healing over my cells, my organs, and systems. I speak healing to my glands. I speak health and healing over my mind. I speak health and healing over my body. I speak that my brain is healed. My frontal lobe, my parietal lobe, my occipital lobe, my temporal lobe, the limbic system, the pituitary gland, thalamus, hypothalamus, amygdala, hippocampus, pons, medulla, brainstem, nervous system, corpus callosum, cerebrum, cerebellum, they are all healed and they have come under divine alignment and you are functioning like God has ordained you to function. Father, I decree and declare that my mind is being healed. Heal my thought processes biochemically and bioelectrically. Let there be no misfiring between the left and right brain. I decree that there is perfect balance in my mind, my body, and my life. Heal me emotionally, psychologically, right down to my soul. Heal me of suppressed emotions, denial, anger, bitterness, rage, loneliness, feelings of isolation, fear, unbelief, doubt, confusion, distress, stress, sadness, depression, frustration, victimization, resentment, blame, abuse, misunderstanding, projection, suggestion, bad reports, evil reports, negativity, innuendos, hallelujah, that undermine my health and healing, hallelujah, reverse the atmosphere that I'm living in, remove the tension from out of my house, out of my environment, heal me of regret, revenge, unforgiveness, jealousy, envy, conflict, stomach, self-hatred, insecurity. Deliver me from the snare of venomous contamination, emotional blackmail, emotional attachment, a soul tie, malicious gossip, spirits of inheritance, toxic and noxic relationships, poisons of the mind, poison of my spirit, pain, discomfort, discouragement, fear of death, confusion, hemorrhaging, hemorrhaging of joy, hemorrhaging of peace, hemorrhaging of my finances. Hallelujah. Heal me, God, of hemorrhaging of natural and spiritual resources. Oh, God, heal me. Let there be no more deterioration, disorientation, disillusionment, depression, suicidal thoughts, feelings of isolation, loneliness, fatalism or fatalities, railing, allegation or death. Free me from all negative emotions. I shall no longer hold bitterness or strife or falsehood or jealousy or slander or envy or defiance or offenses in my heart, in my soul, towards anyone. I release them. I let them go. I forgive them, Father, because I recognize all of the negative effects these emotions and these attitudes have had on my body. Today, I choose to let it go. I release offenses. I release bitterness. I release negativity. I release toxic thoughts. I release toxic relationships. I release fear. I release doubt. I release worry. I release bitterness. I release hurt. And I say it unequivocally in the name of Jesus. Offenses go. Bitterness go. Negativity go. Toxic thoughts go. Toxic relationships go. Fear go. Doubt go. Worry go. Bitterness go. Hurts go. Father, I trust you. Hallelujah. To fight my battle. Fight on my behalf. I cannot fight this any longer. Father, I release you. Hallelujah. You are the God that wars on my behalf. And I release angels as well. I decree, I declare, according to Psalm 91, verse 1 to 16, you said in your word that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and underneath his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. I refute night fears in the name of Jesus, nor from the arrow that flies by day. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, nor from the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor from the destruction that wasteth at noon. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Near shall no evil before thee befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet, because he has set his love upon thee. Therefore will I deliver thee. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Father, I decree and declare this entire, hallelujah, portion of scripture over my life. In addition to that, according to your word in Philippians 4:6-7, I speak to all anxiety, depression, neurosis, psychosis, fibromyalgia, to chronic pain syndromes, all bipolar, schizophrenic, and schizoid affect disorder, all obsessive thoughts and all obsessive thinking, I decree and declare that I am healed from these things. Obsessive, compulsive, and post-traumatic stress disorder is loosed from my life, and I command their power to be broken from off of my life in the name of Jesus. According to Hebrews 10:22, I draw near to you with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having my heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and my body washed with pure water. I speak divine healing and regression of all coronary artery disease and all cerebral vascular disease. The arteries of my heart, my brain, and major organs are now washed free of plaque and cholesterol. I am free from the risk of stroke, from the risk of hardening of the artery, from the risk of blindness. I am free from hypertension. I am free from renal failure. I am free from heart attack. I am free from angina and chronic chest pain. I speak supernatural victory over chronic infection, obesity, colds, flu, viruses, and declare healing over my body. I decree that I'm healed from meningitis, osteomyelitis, pelvic inflammatory disease, myositis, and all forms of endocarditis disease. I decree and declare, hallelujah, as I look to your word in Isaiah 54:17, which declares that no weapon formed against me will prosper. I decree and declare victory over all autoimmune disorder and speak healing to all forms of lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, thyroiditis, conjunctivitis, allergic rhinitis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, diverticulitis, gout, Lyme disease, chronic cellulitis, myocarditis, uveitis, meningitis, optic neuritis, multiple sclerosis. I superimpose the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus over the law of sin and death and decree and declare that I am healed of terminal cancer, of tumors, of AIDS, of seizure, of stroke, of Parkinson's disease, of multiple sclerosis, of ALS, of emphysema, of sickle cell disease. According to Psalm 118:17, I shall not die but live to declare your works. And Lord, as I rely solely upon you, I declare according to 3 John 1:2 that above all things I am prosperous, I am healthy, and I therefore speak divine healing over my body, over the cardiovascular system, over the neurological system, over the pulmonary system, over the gastrointestinal system, over the reproductive system, over my renal system, over my hematological system. I decree and declare that I am loosed from every infirmity, including deforming rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, spine compression, fractures, slip disc, herniated disc, chronic neck and back pain, and that I am free to move freely in order to fulfill God's original purpose in my life. According to Genesis 1:28 and Luke 10:19, you have given me dominion and power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Therefore, I speak divine deliverance from every addiction, from narcotics to alcohol and all forms of cocaine, all forms of heroin, hallucinogenics, and any form of drug addiction. I speak healing from chronic fatigue, from chronic depression, from chronic pain, from overeating, from excess drinking, from undereating, from compulsive, inappropriate, and extramarital activities that will make me compromise my health. And Father, help me to walk in just a discipline in every area of my life. And I'm crying out to you today because I need discipline. Help me to get myself together in Jesus' name. I come again, hallelujah, asking you to empower me, hallelujah, by your word, by your blood, and by the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against hunters of the night, those that await the right moment to strike at me. I come against night fears, night sweats, night terror, hallucinations, bad dreams, nightmares, heart palpitation, anxiety, cold sweats, restless leg syndrome, poor circulation, Charlie horses, tingling in my extremities, craving for drugs, craving for sugar, craving for food, craving for alcohol. Come against lustful fantasies and thoughts, uncontrollable crying, feelings of emptiness, feelings of loneliness, suicidal thoughts, death wishes, bad wedding, hallelujah, from a weak bladder. Strengthen me, God, in the name of Jesus. Let me rest in you. Let my sleep be sweet. Wrap me in your arms, dear Lord. Protect me. Comfort me. Help me. Give me my breakthrough. Give me my miracle. Give me my healing. Give me my freedom. I want to be set free. I decree and declare that every weapon formed against me is now impotent. Every word spoken contrary to your will over my life is null and void. It shall not take root, nor shall it come to pass. Every trap constructed malfunctions. Every diabolical contract is nullified. Remove the sentence of death from my life and the lives of my loved ones. Superimpose the spirit of life in Christ Jesus over the spirit of death. I veto, I reverse the curse within my bloodline. I break the bondage associated with it. I break the bondage associated with family idols, word curses, witchcraft prayer, blood sacrifices, ill wishes, devilry in the dark arts, and negativity. Jehovah Shalom, let your peace fill my mind. Let your peace fill my soul, and let your power fill my heart, my spirit. In the name of Jesus, cause the atmosphere of death to be replaced with the atmosphere of healing. I command the dead and decaying things in my life to be restored. Let life superimpose itself over my body. Let life superimpose itself over the spirit of death. Once again, I decree and declare, I shall not die, but I shall live in the name of Jesus. I breathe in the life of God. I breathe in the life of Jesus, and I reject any further progress of the spirit of death in my life. Father, let your creative and recreative power, like laser surgery, operate upon my body, operate upon my life. Let every compromised area receive healing now. Jehovah Rapha, let the power of your spirit enter into my bloodstream and cleanse my blood of all toxins. I command evil injections and infections to be ineffective. Let healing fires burn and destroy foreign substance floating around in my body. Uproot and destroy evil growth. Expel bacteria bacteria, hallelujah, that has intruded into my body. Release me from the spirit of infirmity, from sterility, from infertility. Father, in the name and by the blood of Christ, reverse the effects of demonic injections, hexes, spells, deposits placed in my food, in my vitamins, in my water, in my prescriptions. Reverse the effects of implants, hormones, pesticides, germs, GMOs, viruses, environments, and stress that cause addictions, cellular mutation, molecular abnormality, biochemical and bioelectrical malfunctions, disease proliferation, deformities, tumors, strokes, growths, fungus, seizure, heart attacks, handicaps, cancer, tumors, melanoma, lymphoma, leukemia, myeloma, sarcoma, carcinoma, all of the omas, in the name of Jesus, neuroblastoma, geoblastoma, meningioma, colon cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, liver cancer, skin cancer, rectal cancer, head and neck cancer, thyroid cancer, germ and cell tumors, ovarian cancer, gastric cancer, uterine cancer. Eradicate the cancer from my body now in Jesus' name. I speak over my blood. Father, reverse the blood disorder, bladder infection, hematological challenges, immune deficiencies, compromisation, weakening or malfunctioning of the organ, disfigurement, inability, paralysis, dementia, lethargy, listlessness, labored breathing, tremors, anxiety attacks, sleep disorder, violent or disturbing dreams, nightmares, insomnia, confusion, disorientation, seizures, epileptic fits, migraine headaches, body aches, rashes, sores, scabs, blisters, dryness, itchiness, scaling, psoriasis, ear loss, blotchiness, blotches, blood clots, angina, asthma, bronchitis, loss of teeth, bleeding, hemorrhaging, bruising, infection, thrush, yeast infection, allergic reaction, allergies, muscular atrophy, weakness, dizziness, cluster headaches, migraine headaches, vascular headaches, tension headaches, spinal headaches, light sensitivity, high blood pressure, low blood sugar, spiking of blood sugar, low blood pressure, nausea, vomiting, fungus, ringworm, pink eye, dry eye, glaucoma, sinus infection, postnasal drip, decreased sense of smell, difficulty breathing, cysts, fibrocystic disease, breast pain, back pain, abnormal mammograph, chest pain, angina, cardiac catheterization, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, abnormal EKGs, heart murmurs, valve prolapse, shortness of breath, asthma, sleep apnea, abnormal chest x-rays, heartburn, reflux acid, hiatal hernia, ulcers, renal failure, kidney disease, dialysis, recurrent urinary infection, lupus, scleroderma, HIV, AIDS, arthritis, hypothyroidism, diabetes, excess bruising, excessive bleeding, blood clots, hepatitis, anemia, fibromyalgia, neck pain, joint pain, TMJ, excessive period, excessive bleeding, menopausal crisis, hormonal imbalance, bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety attacks, body dysmorphic syndrome, malignant hyperthermia, adverse reaction to anesthesia, megarexia, anorexia, mucus, pus, abnormal discharge, bed sores, gangrene, callus, bunions, corns, burns, muscle cramps, muscle aches, addiction, neonatal challenges, gerontological crisis, gynecological crisis, obstetric crises, sickle cell crises, stunted growth and development, deformities, non-responsiveness to treatment, resistance to therapy. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be miracles. Replace ill health with optimum and vibrant health. Cleanse my body from toxic waste, from toxic thoughts, from cravings and emotions. Let there be a supernatural blood transfusion. Wash away the waste by the blood of the Lamb, which redeemed me from the curse of death and sickness and disease. Give my doctors and nurses and medical attendants the patience, the wisdom, the insight to know how to handle me and successfully treat this condition. I pray for a medical breakthrough. I pray that you would bless their loved ones, bless their family, bless their marriages, bless their practices, protect them from medical malpractice, protect them from lawsuits, grant my caregivers, grant them the gift of healing, grant them supernatural health, deliver them from fatigue and frustration, bring joy to their lives, bless the works of their hands, compensate them for their compassion and care. Father, bless my caregivers, remove fatigue, give them periods of great refreshing and restorative rest, remove the stress, let not their immune system be compromised as a result of their care for me, keep them from catching colds, build their immune system, take care of their affairs, please Lord, give them friends and loved ones that care for them as they have cared for me, remove financial hardship and burdens. Meet their every need in Jesus' name. Father, cleanse our mind from any toxic suggestions or projections or evil reports or bad reports or innuendos that cause worry, anxiety, fear, frustration, depression, distress, heaviness, sadness, or the spiking of blood pressure. Heal me from stress-related illness and post-traumatic stress disorder. Father, right now, I repent of all covenants and contracts that I have made knowingly or unknowingly that have created toxic soul ties. I repent for taking counsel from any other spirit other than your spirit and any other representative, hallelujah, that means me no good, that may have opened doors to any kind of evil activities. I decree and declare that my mind is fortified and resolute. My emotions are sound and stable. My faith is steadfast and unfaltering. The zeal of the Lord fills my soul and my spirit. I break demonic strongholds. I break satanic strongholds in the name of Jesus and decree that I am healed. Father, right now, I make this declaration over my life. I am blessed. I am blessed physiologically. I am blessed emotionally. I am blessed spiritually. I am blessed neuropsycho-immunologically. My mind, my body connection is blessed. I am blessed genetically. I am blessed psychologically, blessed biochemically, bioelectrically, neurologically, hormonally, organically, glandularly, gastrointestinally, pulmonarily, endocrinologically, gynecologically, psychologically, systemically, molecularly, cellularly, skeletally, anatomically, muscularly, hormonally, genetically, epidermically, nutritionally, corporally, commercially, relationally, socially, financially, parentally, spiritually, organizationally, politically, interpersonally, personally, and behaviorally, I decree I am blessed. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I claim full and complete healing and declare sickness and disease is far from me. I overcome this by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony in Jesus' name. I dismiss and disband my body, my mind, my soul from from evil discouragement, from negative thoughts, images of death, from failure and sickness, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, hasten your promise to heal me of all of my afflictions and diseases. I cancel ungodly, malevolent delays in my healing and miracle. And right now, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
May we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because as He was in the beginning, and I'm talking about Jesus, He is still the same God today that He was thousands of years before we were even created. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time, realizing and knowing that He is the same God today that He was on yesterday, the same God today that He will be forevermore. That's why I give Him glory, I give Him honor, I give Him praise, because He never, ever changes, and I tell God thank you. Have you ever looked at nature and everything that God has created, and you see the beauty and the wonder of it, and you begin to glorify Him and praise Him, knowing that He is the only one that could have made this possible? I tell God thank you for all that He has done, all that He is doing. And because He is a God that will not lie, I thank Him for the promises that He made in His Word. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. Father God, I thank you for all that you are. Father God, I thank you for being our healer, for being the miracle worker, for being the deliverer, for being the God that when we were yet sinners, you saw that you had a purpose for our life, and you saved our life. And I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, thank you for watching over us when we slumber and sleep. Thank you for bringing us through the days. Thank you for bringing us through the nights. Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the God that we can cast all of our cares upon. I thank you for being the God that provides us your strength in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power that rests, rule, and abide in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, as we come to teach your word, I ask that you allow Gladys to decrease and your Holy Spirit increase in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for NFI Radio allowing us this time. I speak your blessings in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you bless your pastors, God, throughout the land. Bless your apostles, your evangelists, your teachers, God. In the name of Jesus, your prophets, God. Oh, bless the ministries that you have ordained in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, bless our children and their children and their children, God. Father God, I stand before you asking you to break those generational curses, God, in the name of Jesus, and let your anointed and your will and your way rule in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you. Bless those that's in the hospitals. I ask that you bless those that don't know you, God. Father God, touch their minds and their hearts, God, that they will call on you. Father God, bless those that are incarcerated. Let them come unto you, God, asking you what they must do to be saved. Reveal yourself, God, letting them know that you are a forgiving God. Father God, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify you. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all things, because he is the Almighty God. He is the powerful God. And what I love about him, he is holy every day to the week. He never, ever changes. As we serve the true and living God with our whole hearts, mind, body, and soul, he will be there for us. Do you know that God knows our hearts and our minds? He knows those that truly love him. He knows those that don't. And I'm so grateful for the Holy Ghost of God groaning on our behalf. We thank God for this day, because were it not for him, we might not have been able to. In fact, I know we wouldn't have been able to see this day. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday. At 11 o'clock a.m., we invite you to come and worship with us. We thank God for all that he is doing in the ministry. And we invite you on July the 22nd at 10 o'clock a.m. to come and join us as we go into our women's breakfast, honoring the true and living God, women that love God, women that stand on the promise of God. And Evangelist Kelly Gardner will be our guest speaker. She is a disciple of His Redeemed Holiness Church. We ask you to come and join us and give God all the glory. I'm expecting a powerful move from God. And on August the 13th at 3 o'clock p.m., our usher board will be having the usher's anniversary. And Bishop Linwood Atkinson and Atkinson Temple Ministries will be coming to render their service. We ask you to come and join us. Ushers from other churches, if you are listening, come and join us as we honor our ushers and lift up the name of Jesus. I tell God thank you for all things. And again, we invite you to come on board and listen to us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And on the first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin, the pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, comes on and bring the word. I tell God, thank you for the man of God. We ask you to join us. And on the second and fourth Tuesdays and on Thursdays, yours truly, bring the word, unless we have another guest speaker. But we thank God for this opportunity, for the word of God to go worldwide. We thank God for all things. As we come back on today, we're going to finish talking about how we live our life for God. And the word of God let us know we can't serve two masters. We can only serve one. And whichever one we serve, that's the one that we love. And I always encourage people to serve the true and living God and love God with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul. As you love God and you are living a life for him, you're going to find that you will walk in obedience. You're going to find that you will love the way that God loves. You're going to find that, yeah, you can love your neighbor as you love yourself. And when you have that true relationship with God, you find that you can love your enemies just as well. And I tell God, thank you. And as we looked at the word, the Lord told us to love with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. I tell God, that's to love him. Then he told us to love our neighbors. As we come back on today and we look at what it means to live a life for God, as we live this life, you're going to find that what we do that not that we get glory, but that our Heavenly Father gets all of the glory. And as we live a life for God and we live his word and we honor his word, that lets us know that God is getting the glory. We glorify him. And as we serve God and we live for him, and you can't just live for him with your mind, but the word of God let us know our heart, our soul, and mind and strength all got to line up with the word of God. And when we love him with our whole being, not just some days, but every day, God is glorified. And I thank him for being the Almighty God. And when we glorify God, you find that you praise and you worship him. When you glorify God, you admire him. You don't put nothing or nobody else before him. When you glorify God, you're going to find that the things that you do gives God glory and it imitates him. I can't say that I glorify God and I'm serving Satan. I can't say that I glorify God and I hate my brother. I can't say that I glorify God and I don't love God. But I got to love God with my whole heart, mind, body, and soul. And I tell God, thank you. When we glorify God, you find that you obey him in every area of your life. When you glorify him and you live for him, you're going to find that you abide in Christ. If we look at John 15, verse 4, and the word of God say, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I tell God, thank you. Those are powerful words. And Jesus spoke those words that we have to abide in him in order for him to abide in us. And he talks about the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Unless I'm connected to the vine and I'm living God's word, I cannot go out and bear fruit and teach and preach and live the word of God. You ever seen a grapevine and you see the branches that come off from that grapevine and there might be a big root right there in the middle, but coming up from that root is the branches. And on those branches, you're going to find that there's fruit. The grapes are on those branches. If you look at an apple tree, you have the big bottom up and you see the limbs that come from the tree. There are fruit on that tree. And you look, as we look at our lives, that's the way we are. As we are connected to the Almighty God and we stay connected and we abide in Him, yes, we can go out and bear fruit because of our relationship, because of the God that's on the inside. Listen to this. It's that person that believes in Christ and is forgiven, receives his eternal life. I tell God, thank you. And that as we receive eternal life, we have that power to abide in Jesus Christ. I thank God for his son Jesus because he made it possible that we were redeemed back to the Father. And as we have power to do a work for God, we must, without a doubt, accept and realize that without Jesus Christ, we wouldn't have salvation. And the only way that we can have eternal life is to abide in Jesus Christ. As we abide in Jesus, we are those branches, and we're going to have life. And as we stay connected and live a life for God, you're going to find that you become stronger in Him. Your faith grows in Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. As a believer that believes to Jesus, life flows into us from Him. That spiritual life. And I tell God, thank you. And as we are connected to Jesus and we are that branch, as long as we abide in Him, I tell God, thank you. We're going to have the power to speak His word. And as we speak that word will be manifested. When a branch breaks off a tree, that branch would die. If we don't stay connected to the vine, we might not die physically, but we will become spiritually dead. As long as you are connected to Jesus, you will have life. Listen to this. It says, just as the branch has life only as long as the life of the vine flows into it, so the believer, that's us, has Christ's life. Yes, as long as his life flows through us. If we break away from him, we're not abiding in him anymore. And this is not a Sunday and special occasion and Bible study abiding, but this is when we abide in Him each and every day. I tell God, thank you for Jesus making it plain that we gotta abide in Him. And as we abide in Him, He will abide in us. If we look at John 15, verse 8, it says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As a disciple of God, and we're being obedient to his word, and we're doing what he has called us to do, and we stay connected to him, I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that God is getting all of our glory. I thank God for his son Jesus coming, because as we glorify him, we honor him, we love him, we worship him, we praise him. Do you know, baby, some days that's going to be your breakthrough when you honor him with your whole heart? You don't put your focus on anything or anybody. anybody else, but you glorify the true and living God. And when you glorify him, you have a true relationship, and you can enjoy that relationship that you have with God. As you have that relationship and you are connected to the vine, they're going to come trials and tests. But as you stand on the word of God and you stay connected to the vine, you're going to find that he won't leave you or forsake you, that he will bring you through. That is how you live your life for God. Living a life for God, there are requirements. And one thing that I do know, in order to live a life for God, you got to be holy. If you're not living a holy and righteous life, you are not living a life for God. I tell God, thank you, that as the Holy Ghost lives on the inside, you are obedient to his word. You won't let nothing separate you from the love of God. And as you serve God, as we look at 1 John 1 and 5, the word said, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. As we serve the true and living God, and we know that in the word of God, light represents holiness, and darkness is mentioned as sin. That as we have God on the inside, we have light, and God has no sin. Jesus has no sin. One thing that I do know in the word of God, let us know, that in order to live a life for him, for God, you got to be holy. Not on some days, but every day. What are you talking about, Gladys? If you're serving the truth and living God, 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16 say, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. In order to live a life for God and to be connected to the vine, you must be holy as he is holy. God is holy, and what's true of God must be true of his people, of his servants. I tell God thank you for the word of God, because he is holy. He don't require nothing of us that he don't do. He is holy, so we must be holy. And as we walk in holiness, that lets us know that we are separated from the sinful world. That lets me know that we are not serving Satan, but we are serving the true and living God. When we walk in holiness, it sets us apart. Our service is no longer done unto Satan, but it's done unto God. We don't worship Satan anymore, but we worship the true and living God. As we live our life for God, we must walk in holiness. As we live our life for God, it lets me know that we must be like God. If he's holy, we got to be holy. We got to be dedicated to God. We got to be sold out to God. And as we are living for him and we're sold out to him, that's a clear indicator that we are going to please God and not man. We are going to honor God and not Satan. When we live a life for God, I tell God thank you. There are rewards for living a life for God. And it starts the instant that we receive him as our Lord and Savior. We have the right to eternal life. And as we live a life for God, and the Holy Ghost live on the inside, without the Holy Spirit living on the inside, we would not be cleansed from our sins, but he cleanses us from our sins, and he renew us in the image of God's Son Jesus. The Word of God let us know that if we accept him as our Lord and Savior, we become a new creature in him. Old things are passed away. We become brand new as we live this life for God. Old things are gone. We don't do what we used to do. And while I know we are not perfect, we must strive for perfection. There was only one that lived that was perfect, and that was Jesus, the one that was in the beginning, the one that came and was born of the Virgin Mary. He was perfect, and I tell God thank you that as we walk in holiness, that is the only way that we can walk and live a life for God. As we walk in holiness, you're going to find that we will obey God's word. We will be diligent about serving him. You will have the mind of Christ. And you're going to find that as you live a holy life, you're going to see that you're dead to sin and that you live for God and his Son Jesus. If you are still walking in sin, you are not living a life for God. I tell God thank you that when you get a relationship with him, you get wisdom. And as you live a life of holiness for God, I've already told you, you become a new creature. When you live a life for God and you walk in holiness, you separate yourselves from sin, not sometime, but all the time. And as you separate yourself from sin, you're going to find that you see yourself as God does, that you're born again. No, you don't come out of your mother's womb the second time. But you're born under the unction of the Holy Ghost of God. And you are brand new. I'm so glad that as far as the east is from the west, that God don't bring our sins back up. Man might, but God will not. And as we live a life for God, and he's the one that leads and guides you, you got to read his word. You got to always be led by the Holy Spirit and apply that word to your life. James 1 and 22 tell us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. As you live a life for God, you're going to find that you'll give up yourself and you want to do the will of God. As you live a life for God, you're going to draw nearer to him and you're going to want more and more of him. As you live a life for God, you're going to find that his desires become your desires, that you want to please him. I tell God, thank you. And I find that as you grow in God and you do what he have called you to do, you're going to love him and you're going to obey him. Not sometime, but all the time. Live that holy and righteous life that God gets all of the glory. Because without the Holy Ghost of God, you're going to find that it's impossible to live a life for God. God bless you. God bless you until we come back together again. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for eternal.
up, Relentless Church? I hope you're ready to worship a risen Savior today. We will bless his name at all times. Come on, put your hands on it like this.
I will bless the Lord at all times and give praises, shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel, as long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord.
Father, we come to bless you. In the good times or the bad, we come to magnify your name. Come on, let's do it together. Say, I will bless.
Y'all to keep it easy. A little song called Tent Revival.
He knows my You're the air that breathes. My source of energy. Yes, you set my soul free. So clear you favor me. I'm so thankful for favor. Takes one single visit from you and my life has been shifted. So thankful for favor. Yeah, you made me say, oh, the supernatural favor. Yeah, takes one single visit from you and my life has been shifted. So thankful for favor. Pray you center me. No pain, no victory. Hey, love thy enemy. Protect my family. I'm so thankful for favor. Takes one single visit from you and my life has been shifted. So thankful for favor. Yeah, you made me say, yeah, oh, the supernatural favor. Yeah, one single visit from you and my life has been shifted. So thankful for favor.
from our dealt with. I'm free from an emotional imbalance. Yes, I'm free from the heartbreak. Yeah, I'm free from the grief of my mother passing. Yes, I'm free when my mind was going crazy. Yes, I am free when I thought I was gonna lose my mind.
Anymore, because it was Calvary that he shed your blood for you.